Is daf mem hey. So let's take it from the Mishnah on the top. The Mishnah says, "Kadshe ovne kochavim." Let's say a guy were to be makdish a karbon. The halacha is that a guy is allowed to bring karbonos. They could bring nedarim and davos if they want. So kadshe ovne kochavim ein chayav maleim mishum pigal nosar v'tamei. They're not chayav on these halachas if they have the wrong machshava and it's eaten or it's left out or it's tamei. Vashochten b'chut, if you shecht an animal, a kadshim outside, if it's of the kochavim, it's pater as well, divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's the understanding of Rabbi Shimon. It's pater from all these different halachas, but the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, mechayva. He thinks that one would be mechayv on all these different items, because he thinks that the din of a kadshi kadshim of the kochavim has the same exact din as a kadshi kadshim of a Jew. There's a discussion in the Achronim, once I started in the Achronim, when we say that the kachi of the Chachavim is not subject to pigal, noser, and so on, does that mean it's not pigal, but it's still pasul? It's just a psul? Or it's not even pasul at all? That's a big discussion in Minchas Chinuch and Tiferes Yisrael and others as well. Yes, Ezra.
Who's having this machshava?
The kohen. Only the kohen. In general, it's always the kohen. The owner of the animal has no bearing on it. It has to be the one doing the avodah.
Like, even when they do the shechita, that doesn't make a difference. It's always the other halachas.
No, they do shechita. If they're the ones doing the shechita, so then it would be, if, let's say a czar would be doing shechita, so then that machshava would affect pigal.
Right, so what if the...
I'm not sure, can a goy do a shechita? I don't know. I'm not sure if a goy could do a shechita. I don't know.
The yid standing
above. Yes,
yeah,
get in.
What?
He has to be able to get in.
Right.
Get in.
That's true. He can't get in either. So he has must. He can't get in. Excuse me, has to be in the Azara. Okay, so Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan Kachay Ovdi Kochavim, the Karbanos of an Ovdi Kochavim, Lo Nanin Velo Mo'alim. There is no Nanin, which means that Midir Banan, you can't get Hana, but it's not Me'ila Midir Aisel. So that's what the Brisa says. There's no Me'ila, but at the same time, we don't allow you to get Hana anyways. Ve'ein chayavim aleihem mishum pigal ve'nosar v'tamei, and adds further ve'ein osim tamur. The halachas of tamur don't apply to their karbanos. Ve'ein mevi'in nesachin, they don't bring nesachim as well. Now Rashi just points out there are two ways you can bring nesachim. Sometimes nesachim can be brought b'fnei atzman, and sometimes nesachim have to be brought accompanying the karban. So Rashi says ve'ein mevi'in nesachim b'fnei atzman, on their own below zavach, that's not allowed. Ki Yisrael shemisnab the yain, although a yid's allowed to misnabed yain, a goy cannot. But if a goy is bringing a karbon that requires a nisachim, says the Gemara, aval karbon ta'on nisachim. But the karbon does need to be accompanied by nesach and divrei Rabbi Shimon. Comes along the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Roe ani bechulon lahachmir. I want to be machmir and all them, and think, just like we saw in the Mishnah, that the same exact halachas apply across the board to the kadshei ovdei kochavim. Gemara says, "Bamed v'am amurim." It's unclear what this is going on. We'll just read it, then I'll read Rashi. "Bamed v'am amurim." When is this all true? Because she mizbeach. When it comes to kachim mizbeach, which are animals that are kadosh for be karbanos on mizbeach, about bekachim betek abayis, things that are only kedusha with regards to the damim, that you have to be poded the money from the value from the animal, that would have a din of mo'alin bahem. So Rashi explains what's this going on. So Rashi says, "Bamed v'am amurim de'ein mo'alin bahem." The Tanakama, also the Tanakama, going back to Tanakama, although it sounds like in Rabbi Yossi, Tosa says that way. We're learning Shitas Rashi. So Rashi says that when Rabbanan say there's no Me'ila by Kadshe of the Kochavim, that's only with respect to Kadshe Mizbeach. When it comes to Kadshe Bedek HaBayis, he would agree that even then they would be subject to Me'ila. That's the halacha. Fine. So the Gemara Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain why this is later. So then the Gemara says, now we're analyzing this braisa, lo nanin v'lo mo'alin. We said when it comes to kadshe ovdei kochavim, there's no iser mila midraisa, but you can't get hana anyways midirabanan. So the Gemara explains, lo nanin midirabanan, you don't get hana on a dirabanan level only, vein mo'alin, but there is no iser midraisa mi'ila. Why? The gamar mi'ila, we learn mi'ila from a gzer shava. It says chet chet mi'chuma. It says chet by mi'ila. It says chet by chuma. Dibet chuma ksiv, and it's written by chuma. Bnei Yisrael v'lo ovdei kochavim. Only a Ben Yisrael is able to create chuma, be mafish chuma, but a goy isn't able to be mafish chuma. Now that's a whole big discussion, the Gemara Kedushin and elsewhere, but we're assuming like this, a position that a goy cannot create chuma, so too through the gzer shava, whatever they create, kadshe ovdei kochavim, cannot be subject to mi'ila as well. So then the Gemara quotes from the Brayis, Ve'ein chayavim alav mishum pigal v'noser v'tamei. My time, why are the kadshe ovdei kochavim pater from these halachas? My time, da'asa pigal avon avon minosar. Because we have a gzer shava nosar, we'll see in a second how we know nosar. But whatever the din is by Nosar, that Goy's carbon is not subject to Nosar, so too it's not subject to Pigel. And also Nosar, how do we know Nosar in the first place? Chilul, chilul mituma. And from Tuma, we're going kind of backwards. I'll repeat it in a more forward way in a second. Ubatuma, because with the context of Tuma, it says, B'nei Yisrael, below all of the Kilchavim. So there's a first pasuk by Tuma, which is really the source. It says by Tuma, it says, B'nei Yisrael, I'm reading the pasuk on the side here, it's really in the bottom of the Megamara here. Daber el Aaron velbanav v'yinazru mikadshi b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalu eshem kadshi, don't desecrate my kadshim. It says b'nei Yisrael only. So b'nei Yisrael v'lo ovdei kochavim. So that's a mefurish pasuk by Tuma. We have a gzeir shav, I'm repeating again more in the again the positive direction here, and the gzeir shav chil chil, that same din applies to Nosar, that kadshi ovdei kochavim are exempt from Nosar, and then through a second gzeir shav of avon, a kadshi ovdei kochavim are pater, exempt from pigol as well. So that's the source of these three halachas. They don't apply to kadshi ovdei kochavim. Then the Gemara says, "V'ein osim timura." How do we know that kadshi ovdei kochavim are not subject to the halachas of timura? Gemara explains my time. What's the reasoning? De'itzkash timura lemaiser behema. There's a hekesh between timura, hekesh between maiser behema. Ma'it said the psukim connected to them. Maiser behema, itzkash lemaiser dagan, and maiser behema is connected to maiser dagan. So we're now having a two hekeshim here. U'maiser dagan k'siv. It says by maiser dagan b'nei Yisrael to the exclusion of lo. Ovdei kochavim. So let's just say that pasuk. The pasuk says by Meiser Dagan, when it comes to Meiser Dagan, just to be clear what Meiser Dagan is, when a person has his fruits, when it has the Dagan Tiroshcha Vitzarcha, the pasuk says Dagan is referring to the five grains, Tiroshcha is referring to the wine, Vitzarcha is referring to the olive oil. Olive oil. Those three, everyone agrees, is Chayv and Meiser on a Deraisa level. Many Mishram think that all other peros, kol peros, are also chayiv and meiser on a deraisa level. Rambam holds only those three, but other peros are only chayiv midrabanan. That's meiser dagan. So it says by meiser dagan in the pasuk that ki es maser b'nei Yisrael asher yorim l'Hashem truma nasati l'leviim fine and so on and so forth. So we see it says b'nei Yisrael by meiser dagan. So then we have the hekesh from meiser dagan to meiser behema that too. That the meiser behema does not apply to ovdei kochavim. And to a second hekesh, learning from Meiser Behema to Truma, that only B'nai Yisrael, v'lo ovdei kochavim, can create Truma. And then from that, we have, Timura. The Timura is also Pater, does not apply to ovdei kochavim. So Gemara asks, V'chi davar halamid mehekesh chozer umalamid behekesh? We mentioned this many times, that the Gra like to quote this medrash, the base on the pasuk, being down the dam, being din the dim, nega la nega. That there are different categories of the Torah. And there's what he says, Ben Dam Ladam is referring to Isser Heter. Ben Din Ladin is referring to Chosha Mishpat, and Negel Negel is referring to Taros. So there's a different set of halachas when it comes to Chosha Mishpat, and Yeradayan, or Achaim, and Taros. They're all different halachas. So in the world of Kachim, we have a number of rules that don't apply elsewhere. So one of the rules are, David Halamin Mehekesh, if it's learned through one Hekesh, you can't then apply that same din through a second Hekesh. So we're going from Meiser Dagan to Meiser Behema is Hekesh 1. Meiser Behema to Timura is Hekesh number 2. And we don't apply that in the world of Kachim. V'chi Davar Halamin Behekesh, Chozer Halamin Behekesh. So the Gemara explains, Meiser Dagan, Chulenhu. No, Meiser Dagan's not a Davar Hekesh, and not Davar Kadosh. It's not a Kachim, Meiser Dagan. You don't bring it to the base of Migdash, you give it to the Levi. That's a Chulendin. So Gemara says, Hanicha L'man Damar, that all makes sense, Basar Malamid Azlina. If you go based on the Malamid, if you have a Hekesh, if one source is a Kachim, and one source is a Chulen, how do you define that Hekesh? Do you go based on the teacher, or what's being taught to? So the Gemara says, we're going based on Milame, what's teaching from, so since Meiser Dagan is the source, and Meiser Dagan is Chulin, so that first Hekesh is not considered a Kudshim Hekesh, and we're able to learn this second Hekesh. It's really only one Kudshim Hekesh. But Ela Laman Damar, if you assume whenever there's a Hekesh of A to B, you go based on Basar Lama Razlinan, what's being taught, so Dagan to Meiser Behema, you focus on Meiser Behema, which is learning, that's a Davar Hekesh, that's a Kudshim. And that's one Hekesh, so you can't learn a second Hekesh from Meiser Behema to Timura. So my Ikel Meimer, if you're going to go based on Lamad. So the Gemara says, you're right, very good question. Ella, you know how we know all this? Ma'aser behema chova shein kavu alem zman. There's a klal. Whenever you have an obligation to bring something, but there's no set time to bring it. When a person has all his cattle, and he has to, not cattle, it's his sheep, and he has to do ma'aser behema on the sheep, so there's a chiv to do that. But there's no set zman to do it. And we have a klal, v'chova she'ein lazman kavua, in obligatory mitzvah that's not time-bound, Yisrael Maisi, Ovya Kochabim lo Maisi. Only the B'nai Yisrael chayiv to do such a mitzvah, but the Ovya Kochabim are not chayiv to do such a mitzvah. How do we know this? So look at Rashi, the last seven narrow lines of Rashi. Ovya Kochabim lo Maisi, how do we know that they don't bring chovas shelo kavu lemzman? The lo israbu Ovya Kochabim elo linedarma Unidavos Bikra L'chol Nidrem. The only time, there's only the first pasuk that includes Ovdei Kochavim to allow them to bring karbanos. It's based on the limud. And the limud's in the context of a neder, something that they voluntarily bring, not something that's obligatory. And therefore, they're put there whenever there's a chova. So since they don't bring Ma'aser Behema, not because it's a hukash Ma'aser Dagon, because they can't bring Ma'aser Behema, because it's a chova to bring it. Once we establish it can't bring Ma'aser Behema to the Hekesh, one Hekesh to Temura, they're not subject to the halachas of Ma'aser of Temura either.
Can we learn, there was a man who held Dava Mlemi Behekesh, you do?
That was Gzer Shava, that was two Gzer Shavas, no?
That was the Gzer Shavas?
Yeah. Okay, the Gemara now says, eight lines up or so, yeah.
Why are they doing it with Zman? They can only bring carbon that they do as an Adava, not in the Zman. Whereas a Jew has to bring carbon often as they do with Chiyuv.
I mean, the focus
Zman's
is
not there.
Right, the concern really is Chova, Zman we can ignore. Chova, Kavua Zman, Chavua ain't Kavua Zman, doesn't really make a difference. It's not
right,
a factor.
I'm
not sure why they mentioned it, I don't know. But Chova is really that's the issue here, the Chova. So the Gemara now says around eight lines up, the two dots of Ein Mevi'in Nesachim. They don't bring Nesachim if they come B'fnei Atzma. What's the basis? Taner Rabban, the Braisa tells us, Ezrach Mevi'in Nesachim, Vein Oved, Kochav Mevi'in Nesachim. Ezrach is referring to a guest, but it refers really to someone who lives amongst us, a Jew. So only an Ezrach could bring Nesachim. It's a Parsha Shlach. Rashi tells us, it mentions the halachas of Nesachim, only an Ezrach to the exclusion of Oved Kochav. So then the Gemara says, Yachal lote olaso tuna nesachim. So then, when he brings his carbon neder, his carbon nedava, he shouldn't bring nesachim either. The Gemara says, tamalomar kacha. So what does kacha mean? Kacha is always a pasuk that tells me you can't change it. So you need to look at the context to appreciate this. Rashi, rather the side here quotes, kacha yase l'shor ha'echad ola ayl ha'echad ola seba kvasim ova izim. The Gemara, the pasuk rather, tells you which nesachim you bring. Kacha, you have to bring. So when it comes based on the carbon, nothing to do with who's bringing it. Every time you bring a seh, a keves, a par, it needs to have a nesachim regardless of who's the one bringing it. So therefore, kacha tells us the behemah requires it, not that the ovdei kochavim requires it. But the ovdei kochavim attempts to bring nesachim bifnei atzma without an animal, that we wouldn't accept because it says ezrach below ovdei kochavim. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. Actually, this is not in the Mishnah, this is the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi argued in all the halachas of the Tanakhama, and he says, Roe ani b'chulam mahachmir, and I thought you should be machmir in all of them, but med devam amurim, when is this true, b'kotchim mizbeach v'chulim. So Gemara wants to know, my time, what's the reason for this? Rashi says here, my time, four lines up, Amilsa de Rabbi Shimon Kai, Ami'ila de Kamar, Aval Kotche bedek abayis, de ovde kachavim mo'alam. The question, the Gemara, is what's the reason why Mi'ila does not apply to Kotche mizbeach, does not apply to animals that go on the mizbeach, but it does apply to the Kotche bedek abayis of the ovde kachavim. What's the distinction? So the Gemara explains, Kasavar, Kigamr Mi'ila chet chet. We said before, when we learned Mi'ila does not apply to Kotche ovde kachavim, it's based on the Gzer Shav chet chet mitruma. Dumi de chuma, the kadshe kadushas aguf. Chuma, when a person's mafresh chuma, 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th from his fruits of that season, it goes to the kohen. It goes to Ezra, for example. So that chuma is inherently kadosh now. It's chumas haguf. So rather, kadushas aguf. So, but we said, kadusha chuma only applies to a Jew, not to a goy. And through gzer shava, me'ila also would not apply to a non-Jew. But applying the parallel there, it's only things that kadushas aguf are a goy's kachim not subject to mila. But anything that does not fit into that equation, Aval says the Gemara, Kedushas bedek abayis, which is not part of the equation from Chuma, then it stands that Kedusha's Damim law would not be excluded, which means that it would be included in the Isra Me'ilah, even if it's the Kedusha's Bedek Abayis that comes from the Ovdei Kuchavim. Last line of the Gemara here, the Amud rather, Taner Rabbanan Dam, Shenitma, let's say Dam, the blood became Tameh. Person shechted a carbon, he caught the blood, and the blood became Tameh. Whole another halacha now. The Zarku and the Kohen went ahead and sprinkled the blood on the Mizbech anyways. If it was done Bishogeg, Hurtza. Bishogeg, he accidentally, he didn't know, he wasn't paying attention. He sprinkled the blood, Hurtza. He's Yotze, the mitzvah of the Zrikas Dam. But let's say the Kohen knew, and he did it anyways. He did it B'mezid, says the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, Lo Hurtza doesn't work. Now Rashi points out in the very top here, that B'mezid Lo Hurtza, Kanas, they're abundant. It's only a penalty. Really, mikra din, it actually does work, even if it was done b'mezid. But to knas, v'lo shi'a v'acher, and when we say that it's not hurta, doesn't mean that the owner has to bring another carbon, because if he has to bring another carbon, dim kein, nimtu bezdin masnin lakor davar minatora, they're being ochre davar minatora. Because if we're saying minatora, it's really kosher, even when the kohen does it b'mezid, and then we say, we're ignoring what the Torah says, and you have to bring a second carbon, that's lahavi chulun lazara, says Rashi. You're bringing a chulun lazara, because the baal, I say, I was chayvachatas. So now, they shechted my carbon, they caught the blood, it became tamid. The kohen says, I don't have time for another chatas, I'm going to sprinkle it anyways. So the lach is, I'm really yotze, I'm yotze my mitzvah. But as a knas, we say it doesn't work. So what does it mean it doesn't work? Does it mean I need to bring a second carbon chatas? That would be chulun bazara. I can't bring a second carbon if I really was yotze my first one.
Yachin
ora. What?
Yachin
ora. Or, we haven't distinguished anything between yachin, anyone's carbon. So Rashi says, what does it mean lo hurta then? El lo hurta means lahatir basra chila, that the kohen is not allowed to eat the chatas. I get my chiv. I don't have to bring a second one. I'm fine. He's the one who made a mistake. He's not allowed to eat from the chatas. Only b'mezid. B'shogeg, he's allowed to eat it. B'mezid, he's not allowed to eat it. It's a knas. So then the Gemara says, when is this true? B'yachid, when it comes to yachid, aval b'tzibor bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid or hurtza, it works. Even if the kohen went ahead and was it was zorik the dam that was tamei b'mezid, it still works.
Low hurtza.
No, hurtza. You have a different gear than yours, maybe? Mine is hurta.
Yeah.
So then the Gemara says, "Over the kochavim, bein mishogim, bein mezid, lo hurta." When it comes to a non-Jewish carbon, then we say whether it was accidental or on purpose, it's always going to be lo hurta. It's not going to work. So the Gemara says, "Amru rabbanan kame de rapapa kiman." Who is this like? The lo Rabbi Yosi can't be Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi ha'amar b'kulan ani ro lahachmer. Rabbi Yosi felt that every halacha, whatever applied to kachay Yisrael, applied to kachay. So that would mean if the tzit is meratze for the dam that's tameh by the yid, it should be tameh. Rather, should be meratze for the tameh tumas dam of the kachi of the kochavim. So this is against Rabbi Yosi shita. So says the Gemara, Amar lahura papa afilo tamei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi in this case would actually agree. Shiny hasam namakar lahem loov de kochavim. Although in all other cases, Rabbi Yosi thinks they're completely equal. The kachi Yisrael and kachi of the kochavim, when it comes to tumas dam, it's not. It says lahem the pasuk. The pasuk I'm reading on the sign is now what's meratza here is the tzitz. The tzitz of the kohen gadol would be the mechanism that would be meratza even though the dam is tamei. So the pasuk says, "Vaya al metach Aaron v'nasa Aaron es avon ha-kachim." He'd wear it on the forehead, and it would lift up all the sins of the kachim. Asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael l'chol matnos ha-kachim. Vaya al mitzchot tamid l'ratzon lahem lifnei Hashem. It serves as a ratzon for them only, to the exclusion of the ovdei kochavim. This would be the case where Rabbi Yossi would agree to Tanakama that it wouldn't work. It's different than kachim Yisrael. Gemara says, "Amar li Rav Huna brei the Rav Nasan l'Rav Papa." If that's the case, Ashehe Makdishim. The positive is that which they are Makdish, Halchanami, Heim Vlaovde Kochavim. Are you going to tell me only that a Yid has the ability to Makdish a carbon, but a Naju can be Makdish a carbon? But we know that's not true. We know that a Goy can be Makdish carbonos. So Ella, Amrav Ashi, Amar Kra, Lerotzon Lahem, Vlaovde Kochavim, Labane Hartzaninu. The fact that Lahem connects to Lerotzon, that since only a Yidin are subject to Hartzah, they are subject to being appeased or appeasing, and of the kham cannot appease, therefore they're pater, they're exempt from the halachas of tzitz. The tzitz doesn't work for them. Every other halacha, though, does work for them. Now, this concept that a goy is lav b'nei hartza is a fascinating point. The big discussion in the Achron Rav Moshe is a fascinating tshuva, whether there's an inyan of tefillah by a goy. Can a goy daven or not? So he assumes that a goy certainly cannot, has no obligation. He has no chiv to daven, but there's a kiyum to daven. When he davens, he gets a kiyum mitzvah, even though it's not one of the Shev mitzvah b'nei Noach, there is a concept of davening for them. But then he adds, there actually are some times when there's a chiv for a goy to daven. If there's ace tsar, if he needs parnassah, if he needs marriage, he needs children, he needs help with it, then there's a chiyah, but ace tsara, says Rav Moshe. So Rav Maral argues on this, but based on this discussion, this Gemara here comes out as lav and artaninu, sounds like, wait a second, if it's lav and artaninu, how come tefillah becomes a factor to the Goyim if they're not b'nei artaninu? So either way, it's an interesting discussion. New Misha tells us. Dvarim mishain chayav maleim mishum pigol. The things that are not chayav in pigol, they are, however, chayav maleim mishum nosar u'mishum tamei chutz min adam. So all the items that are pater from pigol, they are subject to the law. And Rashi gives you the examples, if you remember from the other day, komets and akhtares and chalas shinuim b'mishnah seni. Rashi says all those that have no matir, but they themselves are the matir, they're not chayiv in pigol, but that being said, they are chayiv in tuma, and they are chayiv in nosa being left out. The one exception is dam, that dam is pater from everything. Blood is not only pater from pigol, but it's also pater in dam, and nosar, and it's pater in tuma. So the Gemara then quotes, rather the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shimon Mechayev. He says he's Mechayev Bedavar Shadarchan Lechel. If it's something that is edible, so then it would be Chayev in these dinim of Tuma and Nosar, of Al Ha'etim, Halavona, Vakitores, Ein Chayav Malav, Mishim Tuma. But these things which are inedible, whether it's the spices, whether it's the wood, whether it's Lavona, they are not Chayev in the Lachas of Tuma. So the Gemara says, Taner Rabbanon Yachal Lo Yechayav Mishim Tuma, Ela davar sheyesh lo matirin bein adam bein lizbeach v'dinhu. You might think the halachas of tumah are the same exact as pigul, that the only time pigul applies is when something has a matir to it. It allows it to be eaten either by a person or the mizbeach. So to tumah should only apply in those instances where the item is going to be matir by something else. And what's the kalvachom? What's the dinu? What's the logic? Ma pigol, just like pigol, shu bikvia. What do you mean bikvia? Rashi says that it applies to a chatas, which is kavua, regardless of how wealthy a person is, whether he's an ani or an asher. Rashi says it's always a set carbon. So pigol applies to a kavua, carbon kavua. And it applies to yediyah achas. It applies even in a situation where a person just had a, you don't need a yediyah b'tchila, but let's say a person made a mistake and he ate something, he did an avera, and he only had a yediyah afterwards, yet it still applies in that case of one yediyah. And velo huter michlalo, a pigle is never permitted if there is a mefagel carbon, we never accept such a carbon. And yet, ein chayav malav ela adavar sheish lo matirin bein l'adam bein l'zbech. So let me just explain. That when it comes to pigol, pigol applies in every type of carbon. It's applicable in every situation, all these chumras, and yet even though it has all these chumras applying all these places, it only applies, there is a limitation to it, and that only applies to items that have a matir to it. That ela al davar sheyesh lo matirin bein l'adam bein l'mizbech, whether it's being allowed to the mizbech or to the person. So now tuma, which applies even further, she ba'ol of a yored, ubishay yedios, v'huch miklalo, Ein odin sheinachayv ela al davar sheish lamatirin bein ladam bein lemizbeach. So we see from all this that tuma also, which expands itself even other areas as well, rather it's more limited. It applies only to you have to bring rather an olav a yored for violating tuma, and only applies in the case where there's shtei yediyos, so where there's yediyah before and yediyah afterwards. All these limitations. So certainly tuma should be limited only to a case where there's a davar that's matirit bein ladam bein lemizbeach. So the Gemara says, Tamalomar Asher Makdishim Li. Now, Tumah applies across the board. The Pasuk, which talks about Tumah by Karbanos, applies, Hey Makdishim Li, whenever there's Kedusha, I don't care that what type of Kedusha it is, we don't look to Pigel as any limud. Whenever there's Kedusha, there's Tumah. That's the limud. Gemara then says, Yachal Miyad. One might think, the moment the animal becomes Kadosh, and it becomes Tameh, if a person eats it, one might think that he's chayv right away when it becomes kadosh. Tamalomar, yikrav when it becomes closer. So it's very unclear what this means here. So Gemara explains as follows. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'chiyesh nogeshu chayv. The Gemara thinks when it says only when you yikrav means to come close, to touch. So right now the havamina is that when you touch the carbon, if I'm tame, I touch the carbon, there's going to be a chi of karis. Gemara asks, what do you mean? The chi yesh no geishu chayiv? Where else do we find that a person touches something, your chayiv karis? We never find a chi of karis by touching something. So yikrav can't mean when you touch something. Ella, ma tamalomar yikrav, what does it mean? Yikrava, bihukshar likariv akasav midaber. So it's still unclear how this is all being explained here in the Gemara. What's happening here is when the moment the animal, the carbon is roy for carbon, hakasam adabar, that's when a person would get a chi of kari. So I'll read the rest of the Gemara there and we'll explain in Rashi. Okay, so what does that mean? Yeshla matirin, whenever it has matirin, there's something that allows it now to be brought on the Mizbeach or to be brought on, to be eaten by an Adam. So then it's subject to the halachas of tumah. Matirv ein la matirv mishikat shibikli. So again, if there's matirin to it, so the moment it's mutter to go in the carbon, so that moment a person eats it when he's talking about his chayv. If ein la matirin, if it's something that doesn't have a matir to it, let's say kmitza, so then the moment it goes into the kli, at that moment it becomes a huchsha roi to be chayv kares for eating it when tamei. Hope that's somewhat clear. Look at Rashi, maybe make it clear. Rashi says, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wide lines down. Behuchshel likariv. Akachim kai is referring to kachim. V'halchi kamar. Asher yakriv kachim, when you're makriv kachim, v'achar kach yochum, and then you eat them, v'tuma alav, and you have tuma when eating this, kin mefarish achila b'kra debasra. It's referring to achila after the pasuk, so even this pasuk also is talking about when you eat it. Yesh l'matirin, if it's an item that has matirin to it, that's supposed to allow what you're about to eat to go in the Mizbeach, or for Adam, could go in emurim, which go in the Mizbeach, or basar, to be eaten. Sheda matirin, when you sprinkle the blood, it's matir emurin on the Mizbeach, it's matir the basar to be eaten, and shari minachos, and the rest of a minacha, which shakomits matirin, that the kmitza permits the remaining flour to be eaten, mishikarvu matirav. So the moment you're makariv, you makariv the matirim, whether the dam or the kamitza, so then the remaining becomes now huchshar to become tuma. If I eat it one time, I am chayv karis. But if it's an item she'ein lamatirim, that I have no matirim, could go minchas kohan mekorin mashiach v'nesachim, there's nothing that's being matir them, so when does it become roy to become chayv karis if one whose tummy eats it? Says Rashi, mishikad shumakli shuma machshir nalachila hamurban. When you place it into the kli, now it's huchshar for tumah, and one who eats it when tummy is chayv karis. Let's read the finish the daf now. Gemara says, ashkechan tumah, we find the halachas of tumah. Now we just brought a raya. Remember, the Mishnah says, even though there are many items that are not subject to pigul, they are subject to tumah and to nosar. So we brought a raya, how we know tumah applies to all types of karbanos, even those that pigul don't apply to. That was based on the pasuk of Ashehi Makdishin, anything kadosh can become tumah. But what about nosar minon? How do we know that the Mishnah tells us nosar applies to all types of karbanos? What's the basis? Gemara explains, asi chilu chilu mituma. There's a gzer shava. It says chilu by tuma, which we now know applies to all karbanos, and it says chilu by nosar, so nosar also applies to all karbanos. So then the Gemara says, why not learn leilif avon avon mipigal? Why not learn a gzer shava and learn the opposite? That maybe just like pigul only applies to certain types of karbanos, so too nosar should only apply to certain karbanos, because there's also a gzer shava of avon nosar learning from pigul. Why are we going the direction learning from tumah to apply everywhere? Learn from pigul that it's limited. So Gemara says, mistaber, it's more logical to say mituma havelei lemelaf, because nosar and tumah are more related. How is tumah and nosar related? And that's why we learn that. Because Shekain Gezel Simon, what does Gezel stand for? Rashi says they're both of them, both Nosar and Tuma are Psul Gimel, Guf, as opposed to Pigel is Psul Machshava, and Zayin is for Zrika, that Nosar and Tuma, the Zrika, Zdam, does not make something Tameh or Nosar, but Zrika does make something Machshava, so that makes Nosar and Tumah together, and the Laman is really for the Chilul, it's not really a Ches, but it helps you remember Gezel, much easier way to remember than Gezach. So Chilul is the Laman of the Chilul, so Laman is that they both says Chilul, it says Chilul by Nosar and Tameh, and it doesn't say Chilul by Pigel. So that's why we want to learn Tumah and Nosar together, that just like Tumah applies across the board, so to Nosar applies to all Karbanos. Gemara says, wait a second, Adraba, the opposite. Mipigal havelei lemelaf. It makes more sense to learn nosar from Pigol, Shekain, the Gemara says, Hutar, Tzitz, Taor, Bizman, Kariv. There are five different things that are connecting Nosar to Pigol. The Hani Nefishin, and that, there are more of them. So what are all these connections of Nosar to Pigol? So Rashi explains, look at Rashi, five lines up from the bottom here, Shekain, Hutar, Tzitz, Taor, Bizman, Kariv, Hani Nefishin. Rashi says, Nosar, Pigol, Lo Huchu Michlan Tuma. There's never a heter of Nosar and Pigol as opposed to Tuma. There is. A Tuma stands alone. Number two. Ein HaTzitz. Tzitz is number two. Ein HaTzitz Meratza Alayu Kutuma. Tzitz is Meratza and Tuma, but it's not Meratza on both Nosar and Pigol. That's the second equation between Nosar and Pigol. Number three. V'yafagav de Betumas Guf. This is really just explaining. I skip that line. Go one line down. It says, Tahor, Shenite, Shnei, and Tahorim. Both of them are Tahor, meaning they're both not Tame. And Shneim, Nifsal, Bizman is based on Nizman. Zeb and Noser, one's left out. One is B'machshavazman. And Shneim, Psula, Bikarev, as opposed to the Tuma, sometimes you can be Makrivit when you're Tame. So we see that there are five connections of Nosar to Pigel. And we should conclude that just like Pigel's limited, Nosar should also be limited to those carbonos and not apply across the board and not be similar to Tuma. So Gemara says, no, you know how we know Nosar applies to all carbonos? The last few lines of the Amud here, Elam Detani Levi, Detani Levi, Minayin She'afe Psul Zman Hakasa Medaber. When it's talking about Tuma, how do you know the Pasuk is also referring to Psul Zman, meaning Nosar? Tamalomar V'lo Yichalu Es, here's the Gemara, I really should say chilun. Pasuk says lo yichalulu. Chalul is that plural. Rashi says b'shnei chilulim hakasim medaber. Two types of desecrations medaber hakasim medaber. Echad pasul nosar, echad psul tuma. So lashon of lo yichalulu sounds like shnei chilulim, which includes just like tuma is applying across the board. So to nosar applies across the board as well. Everyone have a wonderful day.